Welcome to Brooks Instruments podcast about flow control in the fuel cell industry. I'm your host, Deborah Yemenijian. With me today is Jan Christensen, Senior Flow Specialist with Brooks Instruments. Jan, how are flow meters used today in fuel cell manufacturing?
What the flow meters are used for in the fuel cell industry is in the testing and development of new membranes or fuel cells. And typical, it's a low gas flow going into these fuel cells. Typical on a fuel cell test stand, there's up to 15 mass flow controllers controlling different types of gases.
When selecting a flow meter for fuel cell applications, what factors should the engineers keep in mind?
It is very, very important that you get a good quality mass flow controller and something that is very, very accurate, has a fast response time, and a very large turndown. To give an example, the accuracy spec for a typical average mass flow controller is plus minus 5%. In the newer generation of mass flow controllers, this has been greatly improved. We are now down to an accuracy of 1% of reading or 1% of rate.
Have there been any noteworthy advances in flow control for the fuel cell industry over the past few years?
Over the last 4 to 5 years, there have been a huge advancement using microprocessor-based mass flow controllers. It has driven the performance down, the accuracy down, from 1 to 2% of full scale to 1% of reading. With a turndown from 20 to 1, we are now getting turndowns at 100 to 1, which basically means when you have a mass flow controller at 1% of reading at a turndown 100 to 1, the accuracy curve is a flat line. A device with has an accuracy of 1% of full scale, basically anytime you're below 20% of the calibrated flow range, the accuracy degrades quite considerably. At 10%, it's probably a plus minus 5% device. That is probably one of the largest improvements that have been made over the last 5 years. Also, new valve technology in the mass flow controller, in the high-end mass flow controllers, has allowed you to really increase the turndown. In the earlier generation test stands, it was very common to use 3 mass flow controllers to control a small range accurately. With today's mass flow controllers, we will only need 1 mass flow controller to do this.
Is there a difference between the thermal mass flow and the Coriolis mass flow technology?
There is some difference. Using a Coriolis device on a very, very light gas like hydrogen, you would need a very, very high amount of pressure to generate enough mass to basically make the tube twist. So in most cases, a thermal mass device is by far a better solution. Typical in the fuel cell industry, where we see the Coriolis mass flow controller is on deionized water applications, where we are controlling the DI water going in, used in humidifying the membranes in the fuel cell.
How is Brooks helping to support the fuel cell industry moving forward?
Another product Brooks have been developing over the last 3 years is a system to humidify accurately the membrane or the gas going into a fuel cell. Typical in the older systems, a bubbler system was used where you would bubble the gas through deionized water. That system did not allow a very exact control in humidifying. The new Brooks vaporizing system, basically what we are doing, we are actually breaking the DI water up to tiny little droplets, and using a convection chamber, we are actually heating up these tiny little droplets. It basically allows us to get any humidity range needed to do the testing. The rangeability of the system is around 3,000 to 1, and that's probably one of the biggest other technology changes there's been over the last 4 or 5 years. The technology Brooks uses is definitely new to the industry. So far in North America, we have about 6 fuel cell companies using our technology, and to these companies, it has made a tremendous improvement in the accuracy of gas humidification they could put into the fuel cell.
Is Brooks developing any new technology for fuel cell manufacturing?
There is some development for a new generation of mass flow controllers, and basically what it will offer is what we call multi-gas, multi-range, and instead of recalibrating a mass flow controller to a specific gas, that you'll be able to do this with a PC, therefore eliminating the need to calibrate the mass flow controllers.
Yan, thank you for speaking to us today. For more information about Brooks Instruments technology for the fuel cell market, please visit www.brooksinstrument.com. If you are attending the fuel cell seminar and exhibition in San Antonio on October 18th, please visit Brooks at booth 113.